Ola Yerushalmi, corresponding to Mi'ila Bavli Daf Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tevav Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the foot of the page, Chaticha. Chaticha shall kodshi kodshim, which shall pigul, which shall noisa, shinit bashta, im chaticha asa lazam and mutala kahanim. If a piece of kodshi kodshim and a piece of pigul or noisa were cooked with pieces of chulin, it's forbidden to non kahanim and forbidden to kahanim. There's enough heter to be mevata one piece but not both. And this is like the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon and Chachom argue about whether or not Isurim combine. Rabbi Shimon matir lazam lekehanim. Rabbi Shimon permits to non-kehanim and to kehanim. Basa kodshe kodshim and basa kodshim kalim shinis bashle in basa hatava asa the tameim and mutla tahorim. If meat of kodshe kodshim or meat of kodshim kalim was cooked with chulin meat, it's forbidden to tameim and permitted to tahorim. The Gemara says Tani, she says pigul v'noisa shall kodshim kalim. The Baisa teaches our Mishnah discusses pigul and noisa of kodshim kalim. Amar Yona, if you say pigul and noisa la'achazika loy lifnei zikahin, Rabbi Yona asks that aren't pigul and noisa after zika forbidden like before zika? But Amar ela pigul and noisa, if you say she'ein zika matirasei, have a kodshim kalim hoy over him retorim achazika afilu lifnei zika ein leikin aleihem mishim zaras. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah discusses pigul and noisa that zika does not permit it. But kodshim kalim, since they're permitted after zika, even before zika, one would not receive lashes for them due to being a non-koyim. Amar Rav Yosi, pigul v'noisa la'achazika like lifnei zika, I should say. Rav Yosi asked the question, are not pigul and noisa after zika forbidden like before zika? Eved onem, are pigul v'noisa la'hoitzi kodshim kalim la'achazika? The answer is, why were pigul and noisa taught? It was to exclude kodshim kalim after zika, which are permitted. And we can infer that before Zvika, since Kodshim Kalim are forbidden, one receives lashes for them due to being a non-koye. Amar Be'avin, Lishan Masnisa, Messiah, Lobiyasi, Nidvesecha, Zutoida, Ushlamim, Shem Achamahem, Lefnei Zvika Stomim, Leike. And we bring a support for Be'yasi from Be'avin, who quoted a Baisa, Nidvesecha. The Pasuk says, and that's the Pasuk in Zvam Yod Beis, Pasuk Yod Zayin, and your donations, this refers to Toida and Shlomim, that if one ate from them before Zvika Stam, he received lashes. The Rishim Ben Lakish Amar B'machlekes. Rish Lakish says that Tanaim argue about the Sefer of our Mishnah. The Yechon Amar Divakol, where the Yechon says that all agree to it. The Kasha Rishim Ben Lakish, Loikain Savan and Meima, Kulhen, she says Shem Chuma, Mistafim, Vacha Yistafu, Kulhen, say Shem Kodshim. The question again for Shlokish is that do we not hold that everything called Chuma joins? Here everything is called Kodshim, it should join. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish Kahadot Tani Bakapor Chaticha Shel say Kodshim Kodshim Kadoshim Veshel Kodshim Kalim Shinis Bashlim Chaticha Yisav Rav Shimon Matav Chachom Eisim. The answer is that Shlokish holds like a Baisa that Bakapor taught a piece of Kodshim and a piece of Kodshim Kalim that were cooked with pieces of Chulin. Veshem permits and Chachamim forbid. Har Nolach, Perek, Hatshuvah.